Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Line is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Bronze Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. I was scrolling through a chat group that I'm in, and I came across I don't really know what to call it, but it was something which it's called the Future Movement Bahamas. Future Movement Bahamas. I think it may be it may have something to do with Mr. Fox's platform. And it is inviting Bahamians to join this movement, no matter what your class or affiliation, et cetera, is. To join the movement, you have to fill in your name and stuff, and so you get to register with the movement. So someone is telling me it is his platform. Yeah, it's Bahamas Future Movement platform. I'm probably giving it some promotion today. So a new path forward, it says. A new path forward. It says the system is broken. It protects power, rewards silence, and demands trust without accountability. Sounds familiar? Bahamas Future Movement is where Bahamians come together to force change, openly, collectively, and without fear. We invite Bahamians across communities, backgrounds, and beliefs to join us and ensure a collective vision for the Bahamas is heard and respected. This is about country over party, transparency over silence, accountability over self-interest, and the Bahamas that works for Bahamians first. Y'all remember all those words. And then it says, join Bahamas Future Movement. And then you give your first name, your last name, your email, your phone number, your island, your constituency, your age range. Now, so let me tell you, right? Please remember that I participated in frontline politics for a long time. All right? And so I know that there is hard politics and then there is soft politics. So when I saw the survey, and if you read the first set of words, you think, oh, yeah, that's nice. You know, that's sweet. Somebody is trying to move us forward with this and that and the next thing. And then I saw the request for you to join the movement. And what is being asked for? Your first name, your last name, your email, your phone contact, your island, / constituency, and your age range. And I thought to myself, now this is brilliant. Brilliant. If you want voter data, this is one way to get it. Right? There's one way to get it. You got the name of the voter, you got the age of the voter, you got the constituency or an island the voter is on, or you got a great deal of information for a political campaign in that. And then I thought to myself also, if you want to get a sense of how much hearing, how much support, possible support you have out there, get people to register for a movement. That's how you do it. So let's say 10,000 people register. Now you get to say to all the world, see, 10,000 people joined this movement I founded and funded. Then you get to say, and most of them are young people, or most of them are middle-aged people, or most of them are young people. And then you get to say, and most of them are from New Providence, or most of them are from Grand Bahama. You have real, genuine political data. And if enough people register, because it sounds good. So remember now, it doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. It doesn't matter what your ideology is. You just join. And now you get to say to FNM, PLP, COI, and all and sundry, listen, we have a movement here. Y'all don't want to listen to us? We will force you to change. That's what you call indirect and soft politics. Remember, it's being generated by an individual who says, I will run in the next election. Now, I guarantee you, if I told y'all right now that I'm going to run in the next general election, you will look at this talk show different. Some people are already looking at me different, and I am not running in the next general election. And if I said I was doing so, every single thing I said and did from now on would be cast against that backdrop. Rick Fox has said, I will run in the next election. I don't know which one of these parties I can run for. I don't know if I'm going to run for one of these parties, but I will run. And then you start a movement. What is that? That's not politics. It's not partisan politics. Of course it's partisan politics. It's his partisan politics. See, look, we need to not get it twisted. Partisan politics doesn't mean you only FNM, PRP, or COI, or DNA. Partisan politics means if you are in it for a partisan purpose, which could be you could be the partisan purpose. That's partisan politics. I am too old to get caught up in stuff like that now in my lifetime. I'd rather you be straight with me. Be straight. You can't invite me to participate in something that you say is for every and anyone because we won't force something. And then you just finish telling me you're running for politics. I guarantee y'all right this minute if I announce, you know, I decided I'm running in the next general election. And if I don't tell you who I'm running for, you have great curiosity, but you be side-eyeing me. You be like, oh, he using the show for political purposes. He using the show to advance his political cause. But why would that be true for me and not true for other people? Listen, I do not have a difficulty with anyone deciding to participate in politics. But I am stating my view on what I am observing here. I do not like it. I don't like the way it's coming across. I don't. Because transparency means be straight up, man. Be straight up. Right? And say, yeah, you know what? I can do this thing. I can do it with them. Or I can do it on my own. And then out of the blue, these issues. I live in this country. Listen, I live in this country and I've been observant in this country for a long time of the politics. And we have some issues in relation to transparency for sure. But some to me is a little off about this emphasis. That's my view. Some's a little off with this emphasis. This emphasis is coming from someplace. Let me tell you something. Men and women don't do nothing for nothing. People always have motivations. Always have motivations. And you know what someone taught me? Someone said, Zhivago, it isn't really hard to know what somebody's motivation is, you know. They said, if people act toward you a certain way, and that action produces a certain feeling in you, listen to me now. If they act toward you in a certain way consistently, and it produces a certain way of about you, then their motivation is to get you to feel the way you feel. That's what the motivation is. Somebody always talking badly about you. Okay, they're always talking, trying and putting you down. Then the motivation is to put you down. Okay, that's true. So, for instance, in my motivation in respect of how I have seen the approach taken toward the politics of the Bahamas by Rick Fox, that if you hear me negative in that regard, it's because I am negative about the approach. I am absolutely negative, not about Rick Fox. I am negative about the approach. That is true. To me, something is off. That's to me. And unless and until I get better, maybe clearer understanding, that's the way I see it. Some's off. Now you're in the business of soliciting voter data. You say, well, but every person might be 18 years who sign up. You got that right. But every person who isn't 18 years and is a Bahamian is a potential voter in the future. It's a lot of data. That's how you solicit data when you don't want to come at it directly through politics. You do it through these same kinds of means. See, if you didn't ask the name of the person and the constituency of the person, right? If you didn't ask that, it wouldn't matter. You could ask, you could say, you could register. Well, register, I don't know why you're registering for the movement. Why, if I'm joining your movement, do I need to register? Why don't you just set up a platform and then you say what you have to say and you ask me to vote for whatever the movement says. You could tell people, or you could do a petition, or you could say whatever the thing says. And you could say, we had 10,000 people who voted in support of this. But you need name, you need constituency island, you need age. That's voter data. Good way to get it. And I know, I'm sure people can sign up. Good luck with that, yo. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lange, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
canvases, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-304. Stephen A. Smith is a sports broadcaster or a sports personality, talk show personality in America. He is an American talk show personality. Stephen A. Smith recently criticized U.S. Senator who went out into space. I don't know why I have a blockage with his name. Anyways, because that senator told U.S. Military personnel that they did not need and should not obey unlawful orders from their commander in chief. And Stephen A. Smith took to the air, Senator Kelly, took to the air and blasted Senator Kelly for saying that. Blasted him for saying that, which brought Stephen A. Smith into a great deal of criticism, because he was blasting Senator Kelly for saying something that is the law of the military, that a military personnel on being trained knows you are not to follow unlawful orders, even if it comes from your commander in chief. Not. And Stephen A. Smith was on The View one day, and they were asking him about his criticism of Senator Kelly, and they was pointing out to him that how wrong he was in how he lambasted Senator Kelly. And he doubled down on the matter. And, to be quite honest, he just sounded like a very ignorant man. Very ignorant man. Okay? And then when they asked, when they quoted for him what Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense in the United States of America, said prior to becoming Secretary of Defense, saying the same thing that Senator Kelly said about not being, not having to follow unlawful orders, he then said he don't care because Senator Hegseth, Pete Hegseth was not qualified to be Secretary of Defense. And that's so as somebody pointed out Huey Hughley, who's a comedian, often a political commentator himself, pointed out there was Stephen A. Smith questioning the qualifications of Hegseth, but on Hegseth, when he was making the comments he was making, was a ex-military man. And then Stephen A. Smith is telling Senator Kelly, who's a military man, how wrong he was. And Stephen A. Smith is a sportsman. Because why do I point that out? Because, you know, when you enter another man's realm of occupation, there is a level of humility that you ought to express in your approach so that you don't come across as ignorant, you know, and you don't make a fool of yourself. Okay? And I am watching, a talented NBA basketball player, an actor, entering the politics of the Bahamas. I don't know where he's getting his guidance from. I don't know where he's getting his advice from. But I can tell you the way he's doing it, in my view, is clumsy. And it reeks of a certain arrogance that I think he will find problematic. I do think so. And to be honest with you, if I were Rick Fox, with the popularity, the celebrity I had, and my nationality as a Bahamian, my platform as a ambassador, I would have come at this in a much different way. And I think I'd be sailing in Bahamian politics. I think I would. First of all, I would have resigned as ambassador. And I would have written a nice letter to the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, thanking him for allowing me to serve my country in that capacity. And then I would have, in that letter, outlined some observations that I have made about our country and the way it operates, bearing in mind that my doing so isn't tied to any disgust I have about what they did or did not do for me. Right? So this, my motive would be pure now. This isn't about, well, I asked you all to do this to me and you didn't do it. Or I asked you all not to do this to me and you did it. Wouldn't be tied to any of those things. It'd be tied simply to my observation in the capacity that I have had of the country. And I would outline some things that concern me, and I would have said, Prime Minister, I am happy to discuss these matters with you, and I would have let that sit a little while. And then, you know, needless to say, I probably would have gotten that meeting with the Prime Minister, and I'd had that discussion, etc. And then I would say to the Prime Minister, you know, I think I want to participate in our politics up front. I'm really considering that. And the Prime Minister may or may not have invited me to look at his party. Chances are, if he did it the way I'm saying, the Prime Minister would have invited him. And if there isn't any backstory to what is going on, if there is no backstory to what's going on, and if the prime minister was not game, I would have a conversation with the leader of the opposition and indicate my concerns about the country and things to him and have that conversation. And, you know, and then maybe look at whether blah, 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 and blah. Before I announced to you that I was going to run for politics, I would have decided. I would have decided, you know, I either going to do with this one or none of them. And so when I came to you, I can tell you exactly what I would do. Exactly. I wouldn't be playing no games with you. This isn't LeBron James trying to decide whether he can leave Cleveland or not. Listen, this is a country. This here is a country. Right? We don't get to be a play field for, you know. But I think if I'd been done differently, I think there could have been, you know, maybe a lot of space. It probably still is. I mean, the leader of the opposition says he invites him to take a look at them, so you know. I cannot imagine an astute Bahamian political advisor advising Rick Fox. I could not. Not an astute one. So, and it isn't unusual for Bahamian political personalities to look to foreign advisors for help. Both the FNM and the PLP have done it. If you see one of them political parties win, if Clinton win, they use Clinton people. When this one win, they use Bush people. I don't know if they ever use Trump. People who tell us, oh, Bahamians can do anything. Yeah, but Bahamians can't give you political advice about how to win your political elections. You got to get that from the people. Happens all the time. All the time. Now, mind you, part of it might be they decide, oh, let's use the foreigner because then maybe keep the secret more easily because, you know, small country, everybody know everybody. And so if I use it so-and-so person, you know, people get to know. But I don't think it's all that. I think it's the belief that these foreign people can come and descend upon us and give us glorious advice as to how to win our elections. Mind you, they do have access to some sophisticated this and sophisticated that we might think our folk don't have access to, but, you know. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made It's simple.
Are you ready to upgrade this Christmas with Wendy's and Coca-Cola? Simply upgrade your premium lunch combo to a large. Fill out your receipt, scan the QR code, and you'll have a chance to win up to $25,000 in cash and prizes. Wendy's is giving away $1,000 cash prizes, an iPhone 17, Going Places travel vouchers, a staycation at Comfort Suites, and more. So visit your nearest Wendy's and upgrade today.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shabab Alain, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. This text says, my answer would have been zero, but I called, but my line was not the lucky one to be answered. What is that about? I don't know what that is about. This text says, there is only one issue I have with what Rick Fox has done, and that is trying to become an MP. I don't think it's necessary to accomplish what he says he wants to accomplish. First, I think his brand would be damaged by everybody. And second, his brand would be damaged by everybody. Wow. That's crazy. Second, I'm not sure he can win as an independent. He can't win as an independent, and his brand would be damaged by everybody. Wow. So everything else is spot on. What is everything else? You have to explain to me what everything else is. He follows a long line of others who, We the People, We March, the org nonprofit, and others who start a movement and ask people to register. You do know that We March person ended up in Senate, right? He follows a long line of what? Long line of what? Who asks people to register? Registration isn't an issue. The registration isn't an issue. The registration is an issue for somebody who just said, I'm going to run in the next election, though. Right? That's something. The people who we march and them didn't come and say, you know, I'm going to be in the Senate later. They raised issues, they moved, and then they were appointed afterwards. So the registration wasn't knowingly tied to somebody pursuing a political election. That's different, right? You know, your issue is him running to be an MP because either party will damage his brand, and if he ran independent, you don't think he'd win. I don't understand that. How's the logic there? If the issue you have is such a marvelous issue and such a grand issue, why won't you get the support? You're registering all them people. If thousands of people register, wouldn't that be an indication for you that maybe you could win as an independent? If you run on one of them political party tickets, chances are you could win if they give you an appropriate enough seat. And then you could be inside doing what you do. I mean, you believe, you think so lowly about us, about these political parties that have brought us to a place where, yes, we have issues as a country, but we are one of the most sought after countries in the world when it comes to people wanting to choose, you know, my place ain't doing no good, I want to live there. We got billionaires come here to live. Billionaires come here to live. You know Albany, right? You know Lifeaki, right? You realize that that's a place here, right? And all these Bahamians who live here, ain't trying to go nowhere. No, ain't trying to go nowhere. You think that's by accident? If you think what the Bahamas is by accident, you are ignorant. If you think that this didn't happen because our political leadership over the years made some good choices, then you are ignorant. But his brand is so super special that it would be damaged. What's up, y'all? Y'all have some incredible thinking. Incredible thinking. My God. Y'all join the FNN, boy. That damaged my brand. Try and join the PLP. That damaged my brand. You can imagine. You can imagine if Pinlin felt that way. If Ingram felt that way. Mr. Christie felt that way. If Mr. Davis felt that way. If Dr. Minnis felt that way. No, you can't join none of them. That'll damage my brand. Ingram was a PLB. He was a PLB chairman and joined the FNM. I can't do that. That'll damage my brand. Clinton Norwich went out and started a third party, came back to the PLP. No, because I can't do that. That'll damage my brand.
Wow. That's special. That's special. Very special. I don't understand how the PLP has won 5, 9 general elections in the Bahamas. The FNM has won 2, 3, 4 general elections in the Bahamas. 5 maybe, I think. 92, 97, 2007, 2017. And they got a brand problem. These parties are winning parties in this country. And they have a brand problem? Your brand would be damaged by them. Let me tell you something. You, Mr. Fox, would be lucky and fortunate from a political point of view. Because it's him who is expressing an interest in politics. He isn't expressing an interest in basketball, in television. He's expressing an interest in Bahamian politics, in running in Bahamian politics. His best chance at winning a seat in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas would be joining any one of the political parties. So they would be an enhancement of his brand, political brand. This is not about celebrity. This is not about sports. This is not about acting. This is about the politics of the Bahamas. And in the politics of the Bahamas, when it comes to winning politics, the brands are FNM and PLP. And it has been that way since 1965. So do not text me uttering things which you cannot defend in logic. Right? Think it through. Think it through. This is Bahamian politics now. You know, when I came out of University of Western Ontario with my degree in economics, I said, one, I just studied economics. Two, I'm a Bahamian. I said, you know, if there's anyone who should understand the Bahamian economy, it should be me. I may not be a master at the U.S. economy, or Canadian economy, a European economy, but Bahamian economy? Should I put myself in a position where I don't understand and know this economy? And I said to myself, I wanted to be one of 5 names. If people wanted to know something about the Bahamian economy, they'd call on. That's what I said to myself coming out of University of Western Ontario. That was my determination. One day I got a call, and it was from Bloomberg News. Bloomberg News. They said, this was when Bahama was being developed. They said, you know, we wanted to get some comments about Bahama and the Bahamian economy. And everywhere we went, they said, you should talk to Chicago. Well, I'm a Bahamian. I studied economics. This is my country and my economy. I should know it. Right? So when it comes to the politics here, the people who are in here who know it, people there who know it, man, please. Please. They got the brand.
So yes, if he joined a party, his brand would be damaged because he would be relegated to another voiceless MP. Yes, I know we match is all to personal interest, and I'm saying using his celebrity and resources to champion causes close to his heart of Bahamians, that is the right way. That is actually what we want our MPs to do. Majority sit silent. That's because you don't understand what the job of an MP is. That's the problem. You just don't understand what the job of an MP is. You think that this is what the job is. That's not what the job of an MP is. Right? And again, you still missing the point. I don't care how much times you use the word damaged. His celebrity and that stuff is not what he is seeking to promote in the Bahamas. He's seeking to participate in the Bahamian, in the politics of the Bahamas. The politics of the Bahamas. Right? You know how many celebrities go into politics all around the world? It's not about their brand. I mean, and if you think his brand is more important than his participation and an ability to help influence something in his country, well, there you go. There you go. Your MP, you know, your MPs is your MPs. Now we have some we have some MPs who are highly inactive these days, the way I see it. But the job in the House of Assembly is debating and passing laws. And y'all will not judge MPs on that. You will not judge them on that. That's because you don't know what the job of an MP is. You don't. You do not. And that's probably why Rick Fox should not run to be an MP in this country, because he is leading you guys to believe that there's something he should be doing that may not be the job of an MP. And that's, and so you get disappointed if he becomes an MP and does the job of an MP. And the point is, he can do what he says he wants to do outside of Parliament. And he could do what he wants to do inside of Parliament. So what's the difference? What's the difference? You could do it inside, you could do it outside. What's the difference? It's his choice. Right? He wants to do it inside. Now, I am commenting on his approach and what he's doing. That's just me. I can do that. But if he decides he wants to participate in the politics inside the Parliament, that's what's wrong with that. So you're overlooking the basis of my argument, bro? Bro, with the greatest respect to you. You're overlooking the basis of my argument. He wants to enter politics. I'm saying I think that's a mistake. But why you didn't just say that then? Then you didn't have to say the things I found objection to. You could just say that. I think it's entering politics is a mistake. Say that. That's called direct communication. But how many MPs spoke up about the smuggling bill and its issues? What do you mean how many spoke up about it? Every FNM MP spoke up about it. They are in opposition. The PLP MPs didn't speak up about it because they support it. They are supporters of the bill. What is it that you want them to do? It's their government that brought it and they support it. But no, you give them no credit for believing that they just supported. You just think that they just cowards and just wouldn't do so, right? Because this is how you guys think, some of you. Right? The government of the Bahamas, when I was in office for 10 non-consecutive years, brought many bills to Parliament. I never voted against one. I spoke favorably for all that I spoke for and spoke on, every single one. And I would not have if I didn't believe in what we were doing. And it don't matter to me that you don't believe me when I say that. That's your business. I cannot control what you believe. But it is arrogant of you to think you know what's in my heart. Very arrogant. But then I'll be the arrogant one. Right? You join a party, you support the party, you support the cause. Right? And if somebody brings something to you and you don't agree with it, you have opportunity in caucuses, you have opportunities in meetings, et cetera, to say so. You can help make changes to it. You live in the Bahamas. We ain't hear from you. Except these anonymous texts. What you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to press the case? You mentioned we march and all them people. What are you doing? You can do things, you know. Of course you can do things. Mr. Lang, Rick Fox should be wise and choose a political party chances of winning and getting into office is significantly higher than going it alone or as an independent. He has to make up his mind who he is going with yesterday. Or he has to make up his mind whether he's going with somebody or ain't going with somebody. He doesn't have to. You're right, though. His political fortunes improve significantly signing on to one of those parties. That's for sure. But you don't have to. He could absolutely decide not to do so. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break from news. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Man, I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollars saved the day.
Experience the convenience of Sand Dollar, the digital currency of the Bahamas. Whether you're dining out or anywhere else, Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call on the show, please feel free to do so on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I think it seems like the Bahamas should add a third political parliamentary layer to its political structure. So in that layer, you would have a lower house than the lower house. Of course, you know, the House of Assembly is the lower house now, and the Senate is the upper house. But we should have a lower house to the lower house, and we should call that the people who get elected to that lower house voice boxes. And they should be elected. They cannot belong to political parties. So they cannot belong to political parties. They have to run as independents. And then they can go to a parliamentary session every so often. And all they get to do, all they have to do is talk up for the people who voted for them. They just voice boxes. So they can shout all they want and row and say whatever the stuff is that people want them to say. And so forth and so forth. And they can do so because they don't have any political affiliation with any party as such. And then the MPs could go to the House Assembly and do the job of an MP. And the voice boxes could do the voice boxing. Right? And then we don't have to have any mix-up. We can get legislation passed by political groupings because in the House of Assembly, you can have political groupings. You may have one or two independents. Or we could do the reverse. We don't have to have house of voice boxes. We don't have to have that. We can have Bahamian voters who feel so strongly about MPs that don't vote, don't speak for them, just only vote for independent candidates. That's all. Don't cast no vote for a party political personality, and then have a movement. Have a movement that calls for the removal of the concept of party from the Constitution. Remove it altogether. And that might solve the problem for some people. It's Texas IZ. It would be a good thing for Rick to come on to your show and explain himself. He appeared on Naughty's show, but it was more about his biography as to his motives, political aspirations, as opposed to his political aspirations. Well, if Mr. Fox wants to come on Z Live, I would have no difficulty with that at all. I think it'd be an awkward interview, to be honest, given my impressions and my comments. But I'd have no difficulty with that. And I would just, you know, you'd get the courtesy and benefit of just straight up questions about what he's seeking to do. But, you know. Ah, okie dokie. We have some more text here. Bro, I'm not going to have a running dialogue with you about what you said, man. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang and Bahamas. Most certainly the newly appointed United States ambassador to the Bahamas is an example of what could possibly be by being aligned with a political party of one's choice. Not just any party, but parties that are grounded and anchored by statement is not meant to dismiss any other party, but reality bears this out. That is true. Not only the ambassador's appointment, but you know, there are some people, not everybody, there's some people who just honestly they just don't understand. And I understand that they just really do not understand. I mean, some things are as old as time itself. The people of Babylon, when they were building the Tower of Babel, trying to build a tower up to the heavens to reach where God was, God confounded their speech, gave them different languages. And he said something after that. He said, let's do this because if they work together, there is nothing they cannot do. Nothing they cannot do. There are so many things on this planet you cannot achieve by yourself. It takes a group to do it. Well, that wisdom is built into the notion of political parties, not just here in the Bahamas. How mad do we have to be to not see that all across the planet, great and not so great countries have all garnered their democracies around political organizations. We get blinded by FNMP, LPCOI. That's irrelevant. It's the notion of togetherness, of bringing minds together for common cause. Above institutionalize some basic tenets of your belief about the political maneuverings and happenings in your country. And it is in the context of joining these political parties that Mr. Pinling gets to become the founding prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as an independent state. And to achieve what he achieved for us. Yes, he made his mistakes and did whatever was mistakes he did. But still, with the Progressive Liberal Party as an organization, he was able to accomplish and do some things for us. We are a different human being, different people because of what he did in the context of the Progressive Liberal Party. Mr. Ingram made his mistakes too. But in the context of the Free National Movement, he was able to get done in the Bahamas what he got done. He could not do it by himself. That's why he didn't go there by himself. He was wise enough to see that. There's a wisdom to this. It is absolute nonsense to think that there is not any benefit to this collective participation we call political parties. You see Lincoln Bain? Lincoln Bain was out there doing what he was doing by himself independently, and so did other people too. And what they conclude at the end of the day,
we can come together, be a political party called what? The Coalition of Independence. What are they? A political party? Why? Why would that independent-minded soul decide they need to be a party? Because you get to do things when you win the government. You get to do things, and they have done things. The ones that have done it have done things in this country, positive things. Huh? I could point to things that I accomplished in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, in the politics of our nation, that I could only have accomplished in the context of a government, having won as a part of a collective political party. Could only have done so in that way. So this maverick spirit some of you all have, it's, if you want to be a voice box, like I said before, only try to elect independents if you only want to be a voice box. But if you want to do something, if you want to get something accomplished, man, talk is cheap, money buy land. If you want to do something in politics, see, you can do things out of politics. And all you need to do is make the effort. I am not in politics today. I help teach young people leadership, among other things. I'm not in politics. I don't need to be in politics to do that. I did it while I was in politics. I'm doing it now. I've been out of politics now from 2012. That's 13 years ago. Still doing it. But if I wanted to impact legislation, if I wanted to impact governance, actual governance, I'd have to get in. I'd have to get back in. That's the reality. And if I was trying to do that, I sure wouldn't be trying to do it as an independent. That would not be what I want to do. Those who decide to do it as an independent, that's on them. I don't begrudge them. They know what they are trying to accomplish. But if you're trying to affect the course of the direction of this nation, different story. So each has to choose his path. Her path. This text says, I could give him a haircut and a shave. He might give you a chance. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. How you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Well, I have two points of view that I took at this movement. What I first did is, and I know people may think it's impossible, but I think that I was quite capable of doing so. I looked at it as just a signaling, as a non-aligned deliberate action. And then I created a evaluation as what is the anchor of at least two things that he anchored himself to. And then I looked for five strengths and five weaknesses of the non-alignment. And I would tell you that his two anchor things is regional migration and border preparedness. And then he framed it as a foreseeable regional shock, right? And I'm not going to add like the evidence to, like what you say, the evidence of explanation that he has. But then the second part was the electoral integrity and democratic trust. And it says that silence is identified as the electoral process. And it's like seemingly trying to ask nonpartisan questions regarding voting access, ballot transparency, verification timing, you know, that type of thing. Now, when you take the neutral position of this, it's a good move, right, from an advocacy type point. I'm going to come back to the electrical process that changes the dynamics. And the strength was it had some strong logical consistency. It took what I call a chain of things: silence, distrust, weakened legitimacy. Right. So, and those small policy areas, it kept the same messaging across those. then it framed that I am beyond partisanship. Transparency, preparedness, verification, rather than ideological positions. Then came in strategic use of specificity. And so you ask the concrete questions, voting day guarantees, ballot branding, enforcement timelines, big, big criticisms, but it raises the bar for meaningful conversation, credible signaling of independence. That's where the self-funding comes in, where he says, reduce the skepticism concerning donor influence and hidden capital capture that Lee has behemoth, say, certain groups of people finance me and do whatever. And then it aligned himself with what is in the public anxiety right now without claiming any type of incitement. Let me quickly go to five weaknesses.
Yeah, but you got to rush it along, no former.
I'm saying it's overgeneralization of silence as an intentional strategy. His transition from critique to a movement launch.
Why do you think silent is a word? Silent about what?
But that's where the operational ambiguity comes in.
I mean, from his point of view, this is someone who's never commented in a public way on anything political in the country. Why now? Why today is silence for him a main point?
I tried to consider those points without him saying, what if he had not told me that he was going to run? And so when it changes dynamics, when you add that in, and this becomes a stealth political movement. It's a movement to, I call it a movement to candidacy pipeline, right? And these are notes I made. Campaign infrastructure pre-built.
But moving to what candidacy pipeline? Because he has said he's going to run. He didn't say he might run. He has said he is going to run. So there's no doubt there, hey?
No, that's what I'm saying to you. This is when you move, when you start applying the political aspect of it, right? Because what it does is, like, I have 5 points that
I don't have the time for you to go through 5 points and four on the positive and five. I'm just trying to get, so you gotta make the salient point for me now, please.
Sorry, when you add the statements, it then becomes a very strategic political move. It's more like campaign ammunition and influence peddling. I could go through a whole lot more. Because, again, I try to remove the thing. What would you do if this was this and then this thing? But it is ultimately a political document.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm right here, man.
Two things I want to get to. One, I listened to a show this morning with the parliamentary commissioner on your show.
Not on my
show.
There
was a caller that had called in.
Not on my show? On my show?
No, on your station, sorry.
On the station, oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. There was a caller that I called in and said that he would want to know why something of the thing of saying he would like to know why he can't find out from the parliamentary department who all voted in an election. Right? Now, I said, I got it after that, after hearing that, I called the show and would want to know, why would you want to know who all called, who all voted in an election? if I vote in an election, that's between me, myself, and God.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How you voted is between you, yourself, and God. That you voted is known by every political agent that was inside that ballot room when you went in there, FNM, PLP, and COI, because they have to call off your name and you have to, on your voter card number, and then they tick off Shivago Lang voted. That happens every election. So if the FNM, as an example, the PLP or the COI wanted to collate all of the information from all the constituencies, they could tell you exactly who all voted in the election. They just can't tell you how they voted.
Okay, Brother Lang, I understand what you're saying. Mr. Lang,
mm-hmm.
I might have said that wrong just now, but you corrected me when you said what you said. Okay? Now, we're going to go through this thing. I can go through this for 2 minutes, and please allow me to say it the way I want to say it. I want to say to this thing here. It was said this morning by the commissioner this morning that I can go in and vote. Right? I can go in and vote.
Man, listen. You sound Do you know what you want to say?
Yeah, let me call you right back, Mr. Lang.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. It's the exercise, Shivago. I have a lot of respect for C. Allen. He normally makes a lot of sense, but having heard him a minute ago, I'm not really clear as to what he was saying or what is his point. What his point was, as you asked him to bring the point home and make his C. Allen's view clear about the matter, or unless, of course, I missed something, I wasn't so clear myself, to be honest. Not as clear as I thought. Says C. Allen was saying he was a member of the public wants that info, which seems to a tad odd. He wanted what info? What info did C. Allen want? I'm not sure. The information about who voted? He wants to know if you voted. The parliamentary registrar is under no obligation to give you that information. But if I, Shivago Lang, wanted to know if Dwight voted, I just need to find out if Dwight was in, which constituency Dwight is in. And if I have any political affiliation, FNM or PLP, I go to my party and I go to that constituency group who worked the polls and I say, listen, did Dwight vote? How do you all think we know when some of our supporters haven't voted yet, and then we go out and try and send people to go find them? Because we are ticking off the register as you go to vote, and we are seeing, Shivago ain't come yet. We need to go get him. that ain't no top secret information. But this parliamentary registrar, the parliamentary commissioner ain't under no obligation to give you that information. That's easy peasy. He shouldn't be giving you that. If you really want it, you can get it. He says the public should be able to access that info. I can find no public interest reason why the public, need to know if I voted. I could see every interest why a political party wants to know if I voted. But the public, there's no public interest to be served by knowing if I voted, because I don't have to vote. None whatsoever. That's not information that the parliamentary commission ought to be obligated to give any single body. No one.
no public interest is served by that. It says, thinking of how to write a short, okay. It says, Sea Island back on, oh. Okay, go ahead, Sea Island. Hey, go ahead, Sea Island.
Yes, you know, the problem is, right? When I try to speak data to individuals that have no, respectfully, no understanding of its use or how it is done, and I understand the suspicion, I ask for access to data. And the same point you just made is that instead of me putting someone at every or getting every single constituency because the information is already available in the public domain, I believe that data should be available, such as when a person...
Actually, it's not available in the public domain, Sea Island. It's available in the private domain of political parties in their interest.
No, I understand. I'm saying that me, I want all the historical databases. I would like to know when people first registered to vote, right? And all of this is just like, you know, if you sit down and have a conversation, like I could determine that a person is taken off a register because they're no longer there. But with the exception of just simply the date of birth and the person name and New Providence and the other information is there, I see no reason why, for statistical purpose and for evaluation, why access to the historical data of the parliamentary registry department should not be made available.
I hear you, but let's suppose that I'm somebody who belongs to a religious group that doesn't vote, but in an election I had a moment of conscience and I decided that I wanted to go ahead and vote. Now all of you all don't know what my religious thing is, but I know, and my community knows, and now you publish it, I voted. But I didn't want nobody to know that.
But I could go to the parliamentary office right now and get the voter's roll, because the only way for you to vote is to be on the voter's roll.
No, sir, but you could register and not vote. You could register. People register in the Bahamas and get their the voter's card as a means of identity. My aunt did it because she registered and didn't vote, and she said the only reason she did it was she wanted a voter's card. One of my aunts.
But isn't so, in essence, for the same process, I could then just become a political party.
But the difference is, you could go ahead and do that work. But 200,000 people does not have to know that somebody published their names and said, oh, these are people who voted. So that the people who didn't vote, they get to be stigmatized. Why? Why do you want to do that?
But so I'm simply saying because there's other. I'm saying to you, there's no.
You have no means of knowing who voted today. Saving it said, you go to the political database of political parties. No means.
Yeah, but the other means is the same thing I said, is that I would simply register as a party and go, because of the value of the dollar, just go and sit at the door.
But if you want to do that, ain't no problem. What's the problem? Then go ahead.
The difference is
the state did not participate in doing something that could be regarded by some people as offensive when there's no public interest served by it. That's the difference. That's the difference. That's the big difference.
I want to make another argument, right? I don't want to make it in the public domain as to what it is, because it is done similarly, like in the U.S., Canada, and other states. But I'm saying is that I don't want to. I'll talk to you offline.
Yeah,
on that
in the U.S., they do the same thing anybody else could do. They go and find out, oh, he was a registered Republican. Oh, he was a registered. You don't hear them say, oh, but he voted in the last election.
But you could find out.
No. You could find out from in the Bahamas. You could find out in the Bahamas.
I'm talking about going to the register, because
the United States of America don't have no one register for voters. They have state registers.
But that's what I'm saying. You can go to each one. The difference is we are smaller.
Well, you could go to each political party and find out.
But I don't want to go to political party. I'm on the verge of saying why.
See, Alan, seriously, I hear you, brother. I hear you. Good luck with that. I hear you. I understand. But I hear you. No problem. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
If you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Guess who's had Burger King Nassau? SpongeBob SquarePants. That's right, splash into any Burger King Nassau location and try the all-new SpongeBob Whopper. A flame-grilled beef patty topped with SpongeBob secret sauce. All the fixings you love on a yellow sesame seed bun. And kids, dive into a BK Kids meal and get a fun SpongeBob SquarePants character toy, no matter your age. SpongeBob Whopper combos are waiting for you at Burger King Nassau, where flame grill tastes better.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This text says, good day, Brother Lang. Salinden did some good, some bad. However, he created some major infrastructure in the Bahamas, even though family islands were neglected. We need better in the Bahamas today. Say la, the grandmama. From grandmama, we are listening. Salinden did a lot of good, which we continue to benefit. This says, hi, Mr. Lang, correct me if I'm wrong. When you go to vote, they take your voter's card and they write the number of your voter's card on the ballot paper. Why they do that? It's a trace to see who I voted for. No, it's not a trace to see who you voted for under ordinary circumstances, because the only way that they can know that that is you is in an election court where that vote, that ballot is inspected against the counterfoil, and then you can be identified in an election court. Other than that, your number being on that ballot, somebody randomly picking that up is not going to be able to know that that was you.
those ballots are under scrutiny by agents of each political party and so forth and so forth, once they get in that ballot box, etc. And those boxes are sealed and they cannot be opened again after the vote is counted unless they are done so by an election court. And I ain't asking nobody. I have been through that process. So that's, yes, it is possible to know who you voted for, but only under the exceptional circumstances of an election court. And how many election court cases have we held and had in this Commonwealth? I've been in politics for 20 plus years. I don't know if my mother voted for me other than she said so. I cannot know. Do not know. I've never seen a ballot that has her or anybody else's voter's number on it and say, oh, see, they vote FNMPLP. That is no fear, no issue for me. None whatsoever. But of course, if you cheat, of course, if you defraud the state in an election, it should be possible under the auspices of the court to determine whether you did so or not. Whether you, Joe Blow, went ahead and voted where you should not have voted or voted when you should not have voted. Of course, it should be possible to be able to tell that under the auspices of a court. So, Mr. Lang, do you remember when someone posted a list of HIV individuals? What some may think is nothing serious, others may just have a childish or devious intent. That is true. Very true. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
I wanted to call because for two things. You know, C. Allen is always he's not my inspiration, but it's always good to hear his communication in terms of his political satire and his knowledge.
Mm.
You were more my inspiration because you were the man who actually ran when you saw that there was a need for change. That's the difference between persons like you and persons like someone like C. Allen. Okay, so I ended right there. Secondly, I said something, and I agree with you, what you said about, you know, voting shouldn't be no big public interest. But then you said that should be interest to political parties. And I kind of intrigued my kind of put up my, raised my antennas because I wanted you to kind of explain what you meant when you said that.
No,
they be interested in who vote or voters register?
Oh, that's easy. But that's easy because remember now, you choose your government on the basis of the number of members that get elected to the House of Assembly, right?
Right. A political, that's one way, right? That's what we've been doing.
Yeah. No, that's how the Constitution calls for it.
No, the Constitution also calls that if everybody votes as it for an individual, not for a particular political party candidate.
No, but the Constitution calls for the Governor General to select as Prime Minister that person who commands the majority of votes in the House of Assembly, a support.
Right.
And that comes through the organization of political parties, which the Constitution refers to.
No, because we don't never teach the power of independent representation.
Hold on. Don't try switch up when I take you to what the Constitution says. We're not talking about teaching. Right, you made a very you asked a question. Yeah. You asked me to explain something. Can I finish explaining it?
You can, sir, and then I'll respond.
Okay, political parties have an interest in knowing that you voted because they are trying to ensure one that you are voting in the correct place where you're supposed to be voting. That's why they are in the room. Two,
they vote for PLB, FNM, or whoever.
Yes, FNM, PLP, every agent, every one of them have an agent in there. Everyone has, you are not interested in information and education, sir. Thank you very much. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, yes, go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Your shows are always very, very informative and interesting.
Try my best. Thank you.
Mr. Lang, I want to say you're correct. The only way that someone will know how I voted if it goes to an election court.
Yes.
So you're quite correct on that. This is what I also would wish to say. It brings me to this point in terms of in any polling place or any position, we never had 100% turnout, even though persons are registered.
I can't say that's so because you know some of those constituencies in the Family Islands are so small.
But that is true. That is true. Yeah. Those smaller constituencies.
But
let me say this. In the majority of cases, then, let's say in the big polling divisions and that sort of thing, people do not vote for different reasons, even though they are registered. But that is no difficulty finding out who has voted and who has not, because you have a register. And then their names are ticked off as they are allowed to vote.
That's right.
And it does. Then at the end of the day, when the results are tallied, that to know who has voted or who has not voted does not change the result. Unless technically it goes to election court and that type of thing. But
that is
generally,
true.
That does not change the results anyhow. And why would one want, I wouldn't want to, for one, to find out whether I have voted or not, you know, and because it seems, why would you want to know whether I have voted or not? That's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And people should really, either they take advantage of it, or they could refuse to not vote, you know.
So I got you, sir.
And so then, and all of that, I'm not going to dismiss any concerns, but all of that is really a non-issue as to who voted or who did not vote. What do they want to accomplish then? To find out that I voted, and if you come and ask me, I may probably insult you. So I don't need to explain to anyone that I have voted or whether I did not vote.
What could you use that information for? If you found out that Chivago Lang didn't vote, or you found out that Chivago Lang voted, like what could the general public do with that information?
That's on you, because nothing. This is like after the fact.
But you could use it.
As I said earlier, what about those persons? And you could easily find it, and a certain percentage of people might not have voted. So what you're going to do, go and chastise those people?
Exactly.
And say,
That's what you could use it for. You could use it for ridicule. You could use it to go and find out from them why. Political parties have an interest in doing that.
Exactly. That's true. That is true. So the thing is, in the final analysis, what are the results? This would be after the fact, after the results. So those persons who did not vote, it does not make a difference, because the results would have already been in.
Thanks a lot for calling. We appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, don't listen to your radio caller. You're on. Don't listen to your radio.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Mr. Lang?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Okay, this is Stone McEwen.
Okay.
Secret ballot activist.
Okay.
I want to inform your listeners on some very important aspect of this traceable ballot thing that we're dealing with in the country. You are aware of my 2002 challenge, right?
I am not.
Hello?
I am not aware. I don't know what it is.
You're not aware that I took the government to court in 2002? Hubert Ingram,
you just asked me and I said I'm not.
How could you not be aware of that, man?
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you calling. Take care. Have a good day. This text says, while I wasn't clear on what C. Allen was saying, I think how he addresses his analysis of Falk's position was brilliant. I am beginning now to wonder if he is in the mind behind Falk's campaign. He is a bit out of our box, but these are the kinds of abilities we can utilize in think tanks. Okay. This says, why is he unable to explain the usefulness of the information to a private citizen? I see no reason why anyone needs to know who voted unless you are challenging an election result or a person's right to vote in a particular constituency, says that. Voila. Says, data does not have a singular use. I can give you a dozen uses outside the voting process. I can cross-use across a dozen databases in existence, but not with my private information, though. If you want to get it, you got to wait. Don't ask the state to do the job for you. That's the bottom line. I'm not talking about the uses to which something could be put. Of course, you could put people's information to use. Oh, Shivago Lang didn't vote. I could use that to say, well, you know, Shivago Lang didn't vote in every election. I could tell people, okay, Shivago Lang is advocating for this, but he didn't vote that time around. So what? Oh, you know, the FNM won that time around, the PLP won, but Shivago Lang didn't vote, et cetera, et cetera. Of course you could find uses. The point is, what's the state does things with information because there's a general public interest in it. What general public interest is there other than you asking for the parliamentary commissioner to be able to give you that information? What general desire and demand from the public for that information exists? None. That's the point. It's not a question of uses and singular uses of data. That's not the issue. I am. You know, you call the show, and you are trying to give information to voters. You get hung up. You get hung up because I, Shivago Lang, don't know about your challenge. That's what you hang up on. That's not about the information anymore. That's about your ego. And so you gotta stay focused, man. Stay focused. Now you lose a whole chance to educate people because you get hung up on, I don't know. I don't know plenty of things. I don't even know, to be honest with you, I don't even know who you are. That's not on you, that's on me. But you can't get hung up on that, man. Do what you're supposed to do and press forward. Dang, you don't know. Oh, man, Dwight. You remember that conversation we had? Producer, let's pay our respects to our sponsors and when we come back and after the break and wrap up.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, John Bolt gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you. Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the remaining moments of this show. Thank you for joining us. Say good day, laughing my behind off. You're supposed to know who he is, Mr. Lang. He's the big cheese. You know, I go places and people don't know who I am. And someone on the side of them might say, you don't know who that is? Why should they? Why do they have to know? Have to know? I mean, what? People living their lives, you, me and you in on their run? All the time? So there's more than the if voted data. I also asked for the date of registration, list of deletions and reasons, changes, and several other things that should be made available. Nothing but voter registration is provided. All righty. Good afternoon, Chicago. Yes, indeed. It's another way you know that they didn't vote for you when you get no votes in that polling division just to give you a smile, laugh, or true. Thank you, Mr. Lang, for clearing up the matter for me. No, I'm not doing that. Sorry. No, I'm not taking any more calls. You know, if you listen to some people, they will try to give the impression that there is no integrity in our voting process. Sometimes political parties, for their own gain, do that as well, right? And when they're trying to get office, they might sound the alarm about something. When they are in office, then it's a different story. I have voted since 1980. 82. Is it 82? Or 87? I voted for 1987. And I do not believe since that time I've really ever had any concerns about the integrity of our system, generally speaking. I'm not suggesting things can't happen untoward. I know, you know, my own election court case demonstrated that on both sides of the political divide, there were some people whose votes had to be cast out because they voted improperly, meaning they didn't vote in the right constituency or something, right? And so, but generally speaking, I have not had that cause. The call into general disrepute, the integrity of our elections.
And that's why we should stay vigilant to make sure that continues to be the case. But we also should not be sounding alarms unfounded by anything simply because it now serves our political interest to do so. Because that too is unfortunate. Right? You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God's best life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Everybody, everybody.